Welcome to Time with Abba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 24th, Friday. Today's topic: life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 16 verses 1 to 6, Genesis chapter 48 verse 1 to chapter 49 verse 33, Matthew chapter 15 chapter 16, verse 12, Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 27. Today's main passage is from Psalm 16, verse 2. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Life is full of seeking for the best. Best clothes, best restaurant, best house, best car, best whatever. I received three passages from today's Time with Abba to make me understand life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Number one, Psalm 16, verse 2. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. Number two, Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 22. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Matthew chapter 16, verses 8 to 11. Aware of their discussion, Jesus asked, you of little faith, why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the five loaves for the 5,000 and how many basketful you gather? Or the seven loaves for the 4,000 and how many basketfuls you gather? How is it you don't understand that I was not talking to you about bread, but be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Yeah, life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Do you understand? Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to truly understand that you are my shepherd, to be with you each day, and that I will never be in want. I will always be good and enjoying each day is good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Do you understand? What is it about? Number two, what is your next step for? What is your next step to experience and to live out life doesn't have best, only good. God is good. Family corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.